This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Come with me into the trees. We lay on the grass and let hours pass. Take my hand. Come back to your land. Let's get away just for one day.
I hear you.
Let me see you strip.
Such a good music video.
The Alex Jones Show.
Because there is a war on.
Let me see you stripped.
Cover the waterfront when we come back. And then we've got a special guest, that lady that blew him away in Florida on the mask and the pedophile rings. It's now breaking. She's going to be joining us here. But I want to go to a report here. Check your effing privilege. This is in D.C. And some New York City punk tries to intimidate this woman, and it looks like her son. And when she talks back to him, he starts crying, and Antifa says, leave him alone. Don't be mean to him. And she's like, you're the one told me get out of here. It's like this weird exercise of power. They always flip you off, then rush you, and go, get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. And it's usually when you're walking down the street, you're like, I am getting out of here. They go, get out of here. Get out. It's like a weird LARPing, live-action role-play. Where they want you to grovel to them, and they want you to bow down to them, and it's all, again, like, they go, you're a white supremacist, get out of here. All just because you're white, but it's a white person saying it. This is true, hardcore mental illness, and people need to stop. And I think when Ted Cruz was in that restaurant, famously they ran him out of there a few years ago, he should have not done it. Ted Cruz retweeted this lady and said, this is how you handle it. I agree. They do this to me in a restaurant? Oh, I'm ruining their dinner. I'm coming over. I mean, I'll be honest. I should have. I'd like grab steak off their plate and eat it when they do this to me. He comes over to my table, gets in my face, tells me to have a horrible evening. I just walk over to his table and ruin his evening. That's how it works. So that's your steak. Eat some of that right now. Because I'm not going to bow to these bullies. I'm not a bully. But you want to start something with me, you're going to get bullied right back really bad. Or I'm going to die trying. And we got so much more coming up after that, but check your effing privilege. Here is this report, then we'll come right back on the other side with that report I was talking to you guys about the environmentalist that's gone public and exposed because we printed it off, just like I asked, and lays it all out. So here it is.
Privilege and get back over there.
Who are you talking to, huh? You got something to say, little boy? No, you don't, do you?
No, just
why
back
don't
over
you?
There.
No, I'll stand wherever I want.
I think you guys
you could
represent
stand wherever
something
you want.
Very bad.
Yeah, what do you, no. Why don't you come to my ass, you're sorry. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
I'm from NYC. Where the
University?
Yeah, look at that. That's
horrible. America was founded on stolen land, you bigot.
And embarrassing.
This kid's a bigot. He goes to a bigot university.
They got a lot of nerve when there's a lot of people. Why don't you step inside there?
Why don't you stop? You didn't know what to say to me.
Yeah, that's true. You're right. You didn't know what to say. I'm so sorry. You're right.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. You're bigots. You don't understand
the
Constitution.
Is that the best you got, doll boy? Is that the best you got, baby boy? Is that the best you got? Is that the best you got?
You tell him.
Go back.
I was talking to My Patriot Supplier, great suppliers. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have caught in the current to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, you know, stop the globalists. I mean, give them a good run, and I think down the road they'll be defeated, but we are going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality storable food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you, and it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins, so please take care of your storable foods needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now so you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can, because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, I have literally hundreds of amazing stories to break down here, but I just want to point you again to InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and Bandai Video, where the state of Texas confirms they've been ordered to falsify the number of COVID cases at least 15 times. And they're not testing to see if someone has COVID. But if you have a runny nose or a sore throat, they say you have COVID. And then anyone around you, they then count as COVID. The lowest number is 15 additional people. So based on fraudulent non-testing, they then create a nexus point to create 15 more people, bare minimum. State of Texas has put the documents out. If we put up with this, we deserve what we get. I mean, Fauci is an outrageous criminal. We're going to show you a video in a moment of Fauci at the congressional hearing. As soon as the hearing's over, he takes the mask off. It's a little clown mask he wears that look, oh, I'm Fauci. Oh, Trump needs to wear it. Oh, look, Pence is good. He wore it. Disgusting. They said 2.5 million would be dead, then 2.2 million, then 1.7 million, then 1 million, then 500,000 by now. And now they are on Fox News yesterday saying 30,000 will die by November election if we don't do it. Save the 30,000. Save your grandmother. Save those that could be killed by it. That's where they ship people with COVID, is to your grandmother to kill her. I mean, this hoax is going down fast. And the left, where I live in Austin, is running around screaming and cussing at people that aren't wearing masks. I mean, it happened to me this morning. They're like, through the window. I look over, this guy's like, F you, wearing his mask. And I'm like, you know who I am? No, wear a mask. Because he's a hero, see? And I'm a bad man. In my car, with my windows up, and he's in La La Land. All right. I want to play this clip. This is out of, it's a long clip. I'll just play a little bit of it. And I hope it's bleep, because last night when I was up here at the office, I said, please bleep it. But we'll see what happens. Because I want anything put in the file to be bleep. Nothing against the crew. They're great people. This keeps happening, so I kind of get nervous when a new clip's in. And it's in Seattle, and poor this woman cuts this guy off, flips him off, yells at him. So he pulls in behind her. Not a good idea. But she then goes into this Karen event, I tell you, with a dog in Central Park, and starts just totally spazzing out. So this is kind of the collapse of evolution here and what these Karens turn into. So here it is.
Karen, are you okay?
I don't understand what's happening.
Can you explain to me calmly?
No, because you're attacking me right now.
I'm not attacking you. Ma'am, you flipped me off.
You're ready to take it.
Guys, this is her license plate number. She lives here. This is her address. Karen, you flipped me off.
No,
you cut me off and flipped me off, and now you're playing the victim. Ma'am, would you like to calm down?
No, you're attacking me.
Guys, she flipped me off. She literally flipped me off, and then she...
Let's hit pause. Again, this guy was a Postmates food delivery driver. She cut him off, flipped him out. Reportedly, there's witnesses, too. He still got in trouble and got fired from the job, we're told. But again, this is the type of hysteria. And this morning, it wasn't a female Karen. It was a male Karen through. He has his window down, screaming and cussing and hyperventilating at me at an access road to a highway. And I look over and he's flipping me off that I don't have a mask on. This is the cult. Let's continue.
Karen, would you like to calm down and have a conversation? Why are you... Am I attacking her? Ma'am, I'm not attacking you. You flipped me off and you thought you could get away with it. You didn't think I would find you.
Sounds like a puppy that's been grabbed by a pit bull.
She can apologize for calling me off. I'm trying to talk to you. My name is Carlos. Would you like to speak to me? This is what we get. Ma'am, why are you sitting here crying? What have I done to you? Ma'am, what have I done to you?
It's like a coyote. You ever heard coyotes? They don't do like wolves. Like, oh.
So you can go around and cut me off. So you didn't flip me off.
By the way, he says he called him the N-word, too, which I believe because I've never heard right-wingers or people call people the N-word. I've never heard it. But the left is, like, obsessed with it. I've been out in Hollywood many times with major Hollywood stars, and they just start talking crap about black people and other people. And you're like, are you trying to see if I'm in your club? Because I'm not in that club. If I'm going to call somebody a name, it's to their face. And, again, I believe it. He says he called her the N-word as well. Here, let's go ahead and continue with the freaking out.
You cannot fit. She literally flipped me off. She cut me off. I have it on camera. She flipped me off 3 blocks away, and then she slammed on her brakes. I have it on my Instagram. And then I got on my car. I was like, ma'am, why are you following me? Why? She literally followed me. So then I followed her back home. And I said, ma'am, why are you being harassing me? Ma'am,
let's just stop there. Turn it off. And look, he shouldn't have followed her. His name is Carlos Dillard. But I'll be honest. I shouldn't have rolled the window down and been yelling back at these people today. I mean, I was laughing at him, but the left wants to make you behave and do what they say because they can't run their own lives. That's what all this is about. It's getting crazier and crazier. All right, I mentioned this. We have a special guest coming up. The article is Environmental Progress on behalf of environmentalists. I apologize for the climate scare. And his name is Michael Schnellenberg. And he's a very well-known author and environmentalist who spent decades in the rainforest everywhere else. And he now comes out and says, it's all a cult. It's all a fraud. It almost destroyed my family. It turned my daughter into a mental patient. And he said, it's all based on lies. Carbon dioxide's good. A heating earth is good, even though it hasn't really heated. And I apologize. This covers up for the genetic engineering, the leaking reactors. He gets it. I mean, because let me tell you, I care about the environment. We're all in it. Major environmental groups go, radiation's good now because it gets rid of humans. It gets rid of everything. And I'm not against nuclear power, except it's never been implemented correctly. They all leak. They all suck. And genetic engineering out of control, toxic waste dumping, overfishing, plastic dumping, all that stuff's real. But this stuff about carbon dioxide is a joke. We have the lowest level of carbon dioxide ever recorded. It's super low, ladies and gentlemen. Plants used to have dozens of times higher carbon dioxide. You know it's not 1%, right? And then they let off the oxygen. Oxygen's low on the planet. It's like humans took over and woke up right when the planet was dying, like Mars. A lot of evidence shows Mars had oceans on it, but it wasn't a big enough planet to hold its atmosphere, and it lost its atmosphere. Well, let's not lose our atmosphere. It's a very powerful article where he lays out all the facts. It's posted on Infowars.com. I hope you research it and look at it. But coming up, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side, Christina Gomez, who knocked it out of the park. We're going to play her speech to the, Palm Beach County Commissioner. She annihilated them. And now on top of what she exposed, because that's right where they cover up the pedophile rings with Jeffrey Epstein right there, Berlin says 30,000 pedophiles connected to the government running kidnapped children for sex rings. Wow. BBC. Look at that headline. Wow. Praise God. Praise Jesus for that one. The Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. I'm loving it because their whole house of cards is coming down, and that's why they're so scared. That's why they shut the economy down until they're trying to cause race wars, and that's why they're so damn scared. And so let's not be overconfident. Let's trust in God, and let's pass the ammunition when it comes to the info war and realize that when you share an article or a video or a information via text message, word of mouth, however you do it, those are the areas that aren't censored completely yet, it changes the world. And they're so scared that 120,000 people since this morning have seen our new report confirming the CDC and IH faked the numbers at least 15 times, the COVID numbers, and call those, they call potential cases, to create fear. It's at band.video, the featured video. Only you can prevent New World Order takeovers. Only you can prevent forest fires. Well, only you can carry the ball. So please, for myself and you and all of us together, get it out on your email list every way you can. Override these globalists and break their will. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. 877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Florida, I guess it was in Palm Beach, laying out the fact that they're aware of the mask-wearing ordinance they passed, and everybody's got to wear a mask for the next year. She got really pissed. It went viral. Here it is.
You literally cannot mandate somebody to wear a mask knowing that that mask is killing people. It literally is killing people. And the people, are waking up, and we know what citizens' arrest is, because citizens' arrests are already happening, okay? And every single one of you that are obeying the devil's laws are going to be arrested. And you, doctor, are going to be arrested for crimes against humanity. Every single one of you have a smirk behind that little mask, but every single one of you are going to get punished by God. You cannot escape God. You cannot escape God. I'm going to say that again. You cannot escape God, not even with the mask or 6 feet. Okay? 6 feet, like I said before, is military protocol. You're trying to get the people to train them so when the cameras, the 5G comes out, what? They're gonna scan everybody. We gotta get scanned. We gotta get temperatured. The kids have to go to school with masks. Are you insane? Are you crazy? I think all of you should be in a psych ward right the heck now. Because none of you know what the hell you are all talking about. This is insane. And then you wanna open this meeting with a prayer to God. Are you praying to the devil? Because God is not listening to that prayer. Because all of you are practicing the devil's law. What happened to Bill Gates? Why is he not in jail? Why is Hillary Clinton not in jail? Why are all of these pedophiles that are demanding you all to listen to their rules, why are they not in jail? Oh, is it because you're part of them?
Thank
are you
ma'am.
Part of the deep
your
state?
Time has expired.
The deep state is going
ma'am,
down. And if any of you
morning?
Are in the deep state, you're going down with it.
Well, Palm Beach did help cover up for Epstein, the giant globalist CIA, Mossad, MI6. Pedophile ring for a while, but it was people in the police department that helped expose it. So just like everything else, it's good people and bad people. But yeah, here is Fauci, video of Fauci in hearings yesterday. And as soon as the cameras are off, he takes the mask off. It's a mask, a clown mask to show he's good, you're bad. Here's that video. All right, as soon as the hearing's over, they clap for him. Oh, you're such a good little liar for Big Pharma. He doesn't care about he hates him. He loves it. He ran the AIDS hoax. Everything. There he is. Gets some air while they're in recess. Doesn't need to wear that mask when he's not on TV. And it turns out, No Mask Nevada resists governor who mandates mask, but did not wear one himself. Nevada Democrat Governor Steve Sisolak, if you say that right, was caught without a mask at a recent fancy dinner in Las Vegas. Even though he says everybody else should be made to wear a mask. So that's how this works. All right, joining us is Christina Gomez. Christina, we can't hear your Skype working. You join us via phone. That's great. What would you make of this incredible time we're living in?
What would I make of it? I would make it, I don't even know. I would say it's the devil's playground right now.
Well, yeah, we're on air. Go ahead.
That's what I think of it. I just think it's chaos.
What else would you want to say to the city council if you had more time?
If I had more time, I would say to fire every single doctor that is getting paid to say what they're saying, that masks are good, that masks are protecting everybody. And I would say that's pretty much what I would say. All of them have to get fired because none of them are doing their research. None of them, they're just going along with what the doctors that are being presented to them, they're just going off by what they're saying. They're going off, you know, off of numbers. And those numbers are faulty. Those are not real numbers. You know, so I would say look more into holistic. Oh, that's another thing. Look more into the holistic ways, the holistic approaches of how to heal a human body rather than just looking at the science person, because there's always science, but there's always the natural holistic ways.
Well, sure. There's the natural therapeutics like vitamin C, vitamin D3, zinc and other things that they're so desperate to keep people away from. But what do you make of it coming out that they're counting people that died of other things as COVID? That there are that the NIH is ordering states to say that just anybody they think might have it is a case. I mean, this is just incredible fraud, and they're not getting in trouble for it. They're just doubling down.
I'm sorry. Say that again. Hello?
It's okay. It's all right. You can't hear me, can you, over the audio? The phone callers can't ever hear me. It's an ongoing deal. I probably should stop doing the show. I appreciate you joining us. Thank you. All right, that's it for that interview. Thank you. We're done. Appreciate it. Certain point, I got to get about give up. I'm just going to rebroadcast. Damn. Man, I tell you, it's hard. Callers can't hear me. Guests can't hear me. So I'm not complaining. But when I've been a guest on the show, I can't hear very well. And the same thing's on Skype. And so it's just this endless thing of hello, 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 like Groundhog Day. And at a certain point, I just got to throw my hands up. Because, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again, isn't it? So someday we're going to get Zoom. Oh, that isn't secure. None of it's secure. Or we're going to get FaceTime for the guests because Microsoft bought Skype like 5 years ago, and it went straight to hell the minute it did, because Bill Gates is spying on you and running scams, and everything he does is a criminal operation. Everything Bill Gates does is a fraud. Whatever you think the product is about, it's something completely different. So when we come back, I'm going to dutifully go through all these clips. And I'm going to cover the news. We may not be able to have guests on the show anymore, though, just because of technical issues. But that's okay. We can fly people here and have them in studio. So we've got all that coming up. Big Roger Stone interview today. Big exclusive on that front. And the big news about Berlin authorities and now the entire state of Germany, the entire country of Germany, running giant child sex rings. That is such good news that that's coming out. It's bad news that's happening. And we're going to be looking at every facet of that, plus Biden's latest ridiculous speech. We really appreciate that lady and the words she had to say and the great job she did there in Palm Beach, Florida. We also have the Seattle police chief and some of the things that she had to say from CHOP while she was booed. That is all coming up. So a jam-packed final 30 minutes today ahead of a very special guest host who's going to be hosting the fourth hour today, Jay Dyer, who was a guest last week. Really liked him. So he's going to be hosting the fourth hour today because Paul Watson is out at a function. But Paul is going to be back hosting one of the shows later in the week. Do we ever find out which show Paul's going to host? Thursday. So Paul Joseph Watson is going to be hosting the show on Thursday. And again, we're going to try to tweak the phone system where you can hear us. I'm sorry for that. And we'll see. Maybe bring calls back someday. All right. We'll be back on the other side. Infowars.com. Newswars.com, tomorrow's news today. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, hello, can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex, before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Bern, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tubal Force have changed the way I drive, me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us, we all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues, but we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Psychically negative to look at all this bad news coming out, and I get frustrated and get mad on air. It has nothing to do with the listeners, the crew, or anybody, or the guest that was on. I just, this technology, I get frustrated. But at least we're on air. At least we're fighting back. Nobody's going to do a perfect job in this. But when I sit here and I look at hundreds of articles and documents and government reports where COVID-19 is a giant hoax, confirmed, and then I got to look at Fauci on TV lying, and I've got to look at the Democrats saying it's all America's fault, and the EU locking their borders down saying it's all our fault, and then people cussing at me at red lights, And I've had some crew members, had folks confront them in stores or on the street and get in their face. And I'm in Texas. It's not as bad as most states. It's just crazy. What do you say to a cult member who's got a mask that doesn't protect them from something that barely exists? And then you start thinking, what are they going to do next? Because they've got an army of domesticated followers that will do whatever they're told. And so we're all pissed off about it. So I apologize to listeners for throwing fits sometimes and getting angry and everybody else. But let's cover what I can cover. Coming up, the next big thing is the flu. It's going to be a pandemic now. And the flu does kill people. So now they're going to fetishize flu death. And they're going to fetishize it spreading and exaggerate it. And we've got a lockdown for the flu. See, once you get into this hysteria and once you get into all this, it just never ends. But don't worry. Bill Gates has got a nice vaccine for you. That's coming up. Kit Daniels article, InfoWars.com. Media pushing pig virus as potential next pandemic. And here's the article he's linking to when he writes about it. New strain of flu found in China has potential to become a pandemic, scientists warn. Coronavirus mutation has taken over the world. Scientists are trying to understand why. But let's look at the utopia of Chaz, and they quickly changed into Chop. And not because they have fake guillotines out there talking about cutting white people's heads off. And by the way, I'm not virtue signaling at black people. It's mainly white people leading all this saying kill white people. Kind of an oxymoron, like when Age Skrelix yells at Owen Schroyer, you don't have free speech, you're an effing white male. But see, by alchemy, if you're against the white male and a white male, then you have your speech. Remember that. Seattle police chief asks why black people keep dying in the Black Lives Matter CHOP zone, killed by black people. Bill de Blasio confirms $1 billion cut from New York PD budget. He said on the news today, we're going to redistribute it to community groups. He means to communists. Look at that creepy guy. He's here to babysit. He's not as creepy as Brian Stelter. He's a close second, though. Not saying de Blasio's a child molester. I'm saying he looks like one. Doesn't he? Ugh. Minneapolis City Council members using private security after voting to abolish police. Turns out they've already spent $60,000, $4,500 a day in the last month to protect themselves. Agitators could be charged with trespassing, assault after confronting armed homeowners, though the prosecutor says they may prosecute them, saying it doesn't matter if they had a gate that we now learn was broken down. It's still hateful what they did. So now you can't protect your own house. Wow. Black Lives Matter chapter co-founder called white people defects. New York Times writer called for whites to be killed. But that's okay. It's liberal. And again, Nevada Democrat governor was caught without a mask, even though he calls for those who don't wear them to be arrested at a dinner party. You know, that's for him, not you. Meanwhile, Antifa Kurds clash with fascist Muslim Turkish nationalists in Austrian streets. Turns out Soros is even funding Antifa overseas. But let's go ahead and go to some of these clips. Here's the Seattle police chief asked why black people keep dying in CHOP. Here it is.
It's very unfortunate that we have yet another murder in this area identified as the CHOP. Two African-American men dead at a place where they claim to be working for Black Lives Matter, but they're gone. They're dead now. And we've had multiple other incidents, assaults, rape, robbery, and shootings. And so, you know, this is something that's going to need to change. We're asking that people remove themselves from this area for the safety of the people. If they care about people, they're going to have to try to help us to make it safe. Not opposed to anybody's issue or concern. They certainly can demonstrate, you know, and peacefully any place, but they can't hostily take over a neighborhood and cause the crime levels to go up like this. Two men are dead. and a child, a 14-year-old, is hospitalized, and we don't know what is going to happen to that kid. Enough is enough here. I'm not going to let the detractors and the naysayers and the agitators, you know, be the ones that are the voice here. There are people who live here. There are multiple people who are being injured and hurt, and we need to do something about it. It is absolutely irresponsible for this to continue. Well, I can tell you this, as an African-American woman with uncles and brothers and stuff, I wouldn't want them to be in this area. We've had two men killed, and we have a child that's injured from gunfire. So this is a real problem. And I would question, you know, why we would continue to allow this to happen.
Okay, so they shut her down. Here's what's really going on, folks. It's black-on-black crime. It's the same in Chicago, everywhere else. And it's what the culture of appeasement has created. It hurts black people. Leftist policies hurt black people. They hurt everybody, and they need to come to an end. But the video we're about to show you, radio listeners, I'll describe it for you. Again, it's on InfoWars.com. It broke last night. Owen Schroyer was first covering it. Several white deputies tackle and start choking and throw a young black man to the ground because he's at a flea market trying to buy something. He's like, I don't need to wear a mask. Instead of just saying we're going to lead you out, they tackle him and start pushing him to the ground. And the black sheriff comes out and says, this was not excessive. So, again, you've seen the videos of black cops beating up black people, white cops beating up white people, and vice versa. If you were doing this for drugs or guns or anything else, it'd be the end of the world. But because it's masked, oh, the police are good. So here it is out of North Carolina. Deputy throws man to the wall and to the ground. They start choking him for refusing to wear a mask. Here it is.
I thought you were going to the ground. You understand me? Put your hand behind your back.
Oh, I told you.
Put your hand behind your back.
What the hell? Okay. What the
By the way, it's like a parking ticket in North Carolina not wear a mask. But here's the two white dudes literally choking the black dude because he's not wearing a mask.
Stop! Stop now!
Total cult program.
You were asking nobody asking to leave.
No one even asked him to leave. They just tackled him because they want because they're heroes.
Put your hands behind your back.
And just instantly, and now the black dude helps.
You're not supposed to video in here.
Yeah, two white dudes and a black dude literally attacking this black guy.
Video in here.
Who knows his rights? I want this guy on as a guest.
Hey, y'all grab my phone, please. Please. No, not you. I'm talking to her.
We got it.
I want her to have my
vote.
Come on, man.
Black sheriff's like, he deserved it. He's bad. This is all the virtue signaling, and it's all based on total fraud. The feds are counting people that are around someone with COVID as having it. That's why they're spiking. Notice the deaths aren't there. It's all a criminal fraud. And I'm just saying, I can restrain myself, but if the cops are doing that to me, I don't care if they're black or white. You start doing that to me, we're not wearing a mask. I'd rather want it that. Man, I'm not putting up with this crap anymore. See, you're lucky that guy was restrained. They beat the hell out of that guy. They strangled him. So I don't care what color he is. It was wrong.
Allergies.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back. Blue Star medicated ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
This has been one of the most powerful broadcasts we've ever did. Absolutely jam-packed, and I feel empty and pathetic. Because I feel like we just should just do even better. Because we have such incredible tools. It is confirmed, Homeland Security, NIH, documents from the CDC that COVID-19 is a hoax, that they are saying anybody with the flu, anybody with a cold has it, and that they're saying that we don't need a test to say somebody has COVID-19. And then if they say one person has it, starting with 15 and up to 36, we're going to say that group has it. So if two people test positive, they're going to say that's 70-something cases. We have the documents. We have the video. If I thought putting a blender on my desk and turning it on high and sticking my fingers in it and chopping them off would defeat the globalist, I would stick my hand in a blender right now. I'm not a sadomasochist. I don't like pain. I'm saying I want to beat these people. And there's nothing more frustrating than sitting here knowing we have them by the balls. But it's like, okay, yeah, they sent people that had COVID to nursing homes to kill people. Yeah, they took people that had all these other diseases and heart attacks and cancer and gunshot wounds and car wrecks and skydiving accidents, literally. And the It's just ridiculous how they've conditioned us to sit here and take the lies, and then more comes up, and it's like we've seen so many lies, like, oh, yeah, they're ordering 15 times the reporting? Oh, big deal. And then I have to send messages. I sent probably 50 messages out on text message to prominent talk show hosts and prominent journalists saying, listen, I don't need the credit. Will you please just do an article about this, and here's the raw video? And a few of them did it and didn't give us credit, which I don't want. But the weird mental illness that if we break something big that's confirmed, no one else will touch it just out of some weird... It's a spirit of failure. Humanity is a rotting, maggot-covered corpse. There are a lot of good people left, but, man, there's just no instinct. Like, I don't care who breaks something big. If it's true and it's documented, I'm going to promote it and give credit. I want to beat these people. I don't give a rat's ass about who gets the credit, and I'm sitting here literally with the Death Star plans of the collapse and depression and the destruction of society and the annihilation of the third world and Trump losing the election and all of it. And we sit here and it's just like, oh, it's one more story. You know, don't promote InfoWars. You might get banned. You know, I know all the big talk show hosts. I mean, almost all of them. And I've had private conversations with them and I've said, oh, I notice you won't come on my show anymore because you think you'll get banned. As if I even need that host on my show. I just think they're interesting. And they go, no, it's true. I really like you, but I don't want to come on. I don't want to get banned. And I go, you'll be banned within 6 months. They ban prominent people. They dole it out, like Stefan Molyneux yesterday, so that other people go, oh, I better stop what I'm saying. I better become a leftist so I won't get banned. Instead of everybody up front when I got banned standing up and saying it's wrong, no, we all hunker down. I didn't, but people do. And wait and hope they get passed over. You're the target. Paul Joseph Watson's the target. Stefan Molyneux's the target. Mike Cernovich is the target. All these people are the targets. And that's why authoritarians always go after one group at a time so that they don't go after all the groups, so the other groups wait like a school of fish saying, thank God they didn't come after me. Jack Posobiec, OAN, the list goes on and on. You know, OAN are good guys. I mean, I like them. And the folks that own that own Cloud TV, and it's super popular. And InfoWars, they confirmed to me on here, has more viewers than all their channels combined. They got 100-and-some channels. InfoWars is bigger than all their news channels combined. And they're like, but just don't really tell people that. I'm like, why don't you mimic that? Why don't you do better than that? The people want that. Oh, God, no, we can't do that. I mean, we get – and again, it's like this attitude, like when you're over the target and you're winning and you're dominating and people want victory, they want to destroy the globalists, they want a pro-human future – and it's like everyone's like, oh, well, we want Alex to bring us their audience, but we don't actually want to really embrace it. I don't care about you embracing me. Do you get that I'm like super rock and roll outlaw because you don't? It'd be uncool if you did. I don't even want the credit from you. You know how dangerous that is? I knew 10 years ago we were the zeitgeist, and I flew to the radar and didn't say it. The enemy knows. And let me tell you, I feel pathetic that we're the best there is. The most bona fide, the most genuine, the most real. That is what keeps me up at night. Because all these men aren't men. They live in a world of compromise and the angles and trying to figure out how they best advance themselves. And they may love America and they may not like communism. But at the end of the day, though, they keep dialing back who they are, and that becomes who you are. I'm not dialing anything back. And so we put out the ultimate bombshell that they are premeditatedly inflating COVID-19 infections 15 times at least. And it's only got 120,000 views in 12 hours. Thank God we got our own platform. Thank God the supporters supported us. They're the great people out there. Black, white, male, female, Hispanic, Asian, you name it. You care about freedom, I love you. I don't judge you if you're gay, straight, whatever it is, as long as you love justice and don't want to screw kids. But imagine we build our own network knowing this is coming. What we knew was coming happens, and then we've got the Excalibur weapon to absolutely end this that's going to kill hundreds of millions of people in the aggregate. And I literally sent out a message to over 50 prominent people, and six of them retweeted us, and the others all pissed down their legs to Jack Dorsey and to Facebook's leader and to the leader of Google and the leader of Apple and just him. It's just like it's an obscene thing to just watch. Almost everyone is a follower. Almost everyone gets off on never doing what's right. And they die all these incredible deaths. And so, let me tell you, all those names I list, they'll be completely banned in a month or two. But they'll hold on like a cicada to a tree when a high wind comes till they blow away and then they had no effect. Because before they blow you away, they get you to compromise and sell out and give in to them. And then they get rid of you to scare whoever's left. And there's always more people being purged, always more people being taken down, always more people being destroyed. So that all of you run from your convictions and hope if you appease and say, I'm sorry, we sell tooth whitening toothpaste. I'm sorry we said we love America. I'm sorry that they'll pass over you. But all you've done is gotten them to identify you to come after you even that much stronger. But I'll tell listeners that care, and I'll tell people that don't want to roll over that I salute you and I thank you. And I'll tell you, we got products you need if you've given us money. Has kept us in attack formation and pissed off the most powerful people on this planet who would have already had me killed, but they know their own Panopticon surveillance system will get them caught. They're trying to think around that plan right now, and that's okay. I'm just telling you, with me, I'm the real deal. And I can be a jerk, I can be everything, but I'm real. Let me tell you something. This universe, you're real, I'm real. You know it in your gut, you can feel it, and you know it. Well, I need money to prosecute this war. I already mortgaged my house. I'm happy to do it. I don't give a frat's ass about stuff. I care about blood, genetics, humans, the future. And I tell you, we got products you need that you should get. And the metaphysical nature of buying into this and getting products you need and supporting us by word of mouth and prayer, all those things are the trifecta. Spiritual support, financial support, word of mouth. You bring those three things together. Everything comes in threes. It changes the world. And I could have done this without all your support, without this crew. We all do this together. For the July special right now, Basil Beach Packet stock 50% off. Bodies Open Tumor 450% off. DNA 450% off. Winter 70% off. All of it. Ultra 12. It's all there. Free shipping store-wide. Double Patriot points. Almost forgot to say that. I'll do a few more minutes and finish up. Then our guest host, I'm ready to knock it out of the park, takes over. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.